إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
When we look at the Quran, we see this particular verse. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing you have is actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All good things originate from Him. Now we could look into these different blessings that we have. We have many material blessings. When we talked about Rahman and Rahim, we talked about how there are different things that Allah gives to us that we need, and each of them are blessings. But some of them are material, some of them are to do with this dunya. Some of them are more lofty and spiritual. However, if we take it one stage further, we can see that any good act that emanates from me, He is actually the source of that good act. It may seem like I am doing something good, but why did I end up doing something good? We realize that the source of that goodness can only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that has inspired me and given me the opportunity and the ability and everything in order for me to perform this good act. And so this good act in itself is a blessing from Allah that comes from Him. Now let's take an example of this from the Quran itself. This is what I like to call the tawbah sandwich. If we look at this verse, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. We see that the word tawbah appears three times here. The first and the third time it is attributed to Allah, but the one in the middle is attributed to us. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ, then He turned upon them, لِيَتُوبُ, so that they turn, so that they turn towards Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely Allah is the oft-returning, the all-merciful. What is this trying to tell us? This is telling us that this tawbah that we perform, the tawbah that is us turning to Allah, is actually dependent on Allah turning to us first. If Allah hadn't turned to us first and inspired us and given us that tawfiq to do tawbah, we wouldn't have been able to turn to Him. So that first tawbah has to be from Him. He does tawbah upon us, and the word ala is used here to show that authority, that it's coming from above, so that we do tawbah towards Him, and then He comes back again, in Allah tawwabur rahim. And this tawwab is signifying the acceptance of our tawbah. When we repent to Allah and Allah accepts it, He is turning towards us again and accepting our repentance. And so we see that our tawbah is sandwiched between these two tawbahs of Allah. It is Allah that is originating the tawbah so that I can perform the tawbah, and then He is accepting that tawbah. However, tawbah is simply an example over here. In fact, we can attribute any good act in the same way, whether it is salah, whether it is fasting, whether it is giving charity, whether it is smiling to our neighbor, whatever it is, why did I do it? And the answer is that the source of it was from Allah. Allah was the one who gave me the tawfiq to do that good act in order for me to perform that act so that He can accept it afterwards. The strength, the ability, the inclination, the opportunity, the everything that is there is set for us such that we can do it. And this is why when we worship, we see that this worship itself is a blessing from Allah that has come from Allah. And so because He is the originator, we bring His name first. We say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is You that is the source of my ibadah. If it wasn't for You giving me the tawfiq to do this ibadah, I wouldn't have done it. And so I'm putting You first and saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. So that comes to the end of the reasons why we're bringing the pronoun to the front. And you can see that the same thing would apply to the second half. We've been focusing on إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, but you can apply the same things to إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ as well.